Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Our Friday food spotlight is on Fat Tuesday, restaurants and bars with Mardi Gras specials. That is what Samantha Nelson wrote about in the Tribune. Samantha, good morning. Lots of special menus. Some already have it this weekend, don't they?
Yeah, some places are starting the celebrations early, so you can indulge throughout the weekend.
Let's go over the list here, starting with the South Loop and Industry Ales. What are they doing?
Yeah, so that's actually tonight. You've still got time for a five of course Mardi Gras dinner that they're offering. It's $125. It's a bit of a splurge, but you're going to get crawfish boudin croquettes, blackened pork tenderloin, beignets, plus drink pairings.
230 South Wabash Avenue for Industry Ales. And heading north, there's a place called Cody's Public House, and a lot of music in this joint, huh?
Yeah, I mean, music is obviously a huge part of a Mardi Gras celebration. So they're going to do a Mardi Gras-themed party for Fat Tuesday, and they're going to have their sibling spot, the Greystone Tavern, is going to be offering a buffet, and that's going to have gumbo, jambalaya, rice and cornbread, and then there's also going to be some drink specials to get you in the festive flavor. So there's $10 hurricanes, and there's also, if you want to come early, there's going to be a gumbo cook-off at 2 p.m. on Sunday to start celebrating early, and then they're also going to be offering $10 Sazeracs and $10 Pimm's Cups on Sunday, whereas the music and the buffet are going to be on Fat Tuesday itself.
A lot going on at Cody's, 1658 West Berry. Tell us about the June Bug Cafe, Samantha.
Sure. So they are they offer Cajun food year round. So you can get some bites like beignets, classic New Orleans sweet. And then they also offer chicken and smoked sausage gumbo you can get to go. And then king cake is like a really traditional celebratory food for Fat Tuesday. It's you cut it open and you're supposed to share it. And some of them also have like a little baby hidden inside. And if you find the baby, you get to be king for a day. But you also have to bring the cake next year.
Just don't eat the baby. June Bug, 4042 North Milwaukee Avenue. You know what? One of my favorite New Orleans foods is, and I really can't find it in too many places around here, the muffaletta. And I don't see it on a lot of these special Mardi Gras menus. Do you?
You know, the one place that I found that you can get it actually is a Navy Pier at Lyrica. So they're celebrating kind of a mix of Brazilian carnival and then New Orleans. And that's kicks off today as well. And that's going through the 21st. And they're offering some specials that include muffaletta sliders and crawfish dip and beignets. So if you want your muffaletta sticks, you can go there.
I'm there. Smack Dab is a breakfast spot, and they have something special going on. Fill us in.
Yeah, so that's up in Rogers Park, and you can get some gumbo and rice, some jambalaya, and mini king cakes. And if you want to take and bake something at home, they're doing special cinnamon rolls with Mardi Gras frosting on it.
And that is at 6730 North Clark Street. And also wanted to mention, boy, this place is doing a lot in Wicker Park, Ina May Tavern. What are they
going on? It's another place that does, you know, Cajun all year round. So they go really all out for Fat Tuesday. So that's on the actual day. They're going to have music from the Four Star Bass Band from 4:30 to 6:30, and then a burlesque show at 9:30. And then they're also serving $12 hurricanes. But the party starts tonight. As of 4 p.m., if you want to go for some happy hour, they're going to have Mardi Gras cocktails. And then on Sunday, they're doing a second line brunch. So there'll be live music. And then the day before Mardi Gras is called Lundi Gras. So that's going to be on Monday. And you'll be able to get po' boys. And there's going to be live music. And then there's also going to be $5 Abitas, which is a New Orleans beer.
Ina May Tavern, 1415 North Wood. Speaking about poor boys, or as we say, po' boys, Daisy's. I've been hearing a lot about this place lately on the South Side. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so that's Chef Eric Williams's place. He's does really fantastic work. And so this is his New Orleans inspired sandwich shop. And so again, you can get some New Orleans flavors year round. But of course, for Mardi Gras, they're doing something special, which is going to be cinnamon and cream cheese flavored bundt style king cakes. So you can get the little tiny versions. And they're actually going to be made by their sibling spot, Virtue's pastry chef, Becky Pendola. And they're available through February 18th. So you've got some time to get them.
Daisy's, 5215 South Harper Avenue. There's a family-owned bakery that we wanted to get to. It's called Weber's, and they've been around for a while, haven't they?
Oh, yeah. It's one of the oldest bakeries in the city and a real institution. And they're going to be offering cinnamon king cake with cream cheese and buttercream ice cream. Buttercream icing, not ice cream, though. That sounds pretty good. I would recommend getting there as early as possible because Weber's is also known for Punschke, and Tuesday for Fat Tuesday is also going to be lines out the door for those.
Oh, yeah. That's 7055 West Archer. And let's see. There was one more on the list I wanted to mention because they've got a best mask contest, and I don't think it's BYOB, bring your own beads. They'll probably supply that, too. Norman's Bistro. What are they doing?
Yeah, so they're going to be offering a best mask contest. There's going to be some raffles, a live brass band, and DJs providing music. And then there's also offering New Orleans-inspired fare. And that's going to be on Tuesday from 6 to 10 p.m.
All right. A lot going on here. Samantha Nelson wrote about it. And the entire list is at chicagotribune.com. Happy Fat Tuesday. Thank you, Samantha.
Thank you.
Happy Chinese New Year. It's next Tuesday, the year of the fire horse. And with us to talk about places to celebrate that, veteran food writer Kevin Pang. And now he's on NBC5. Congratulations on being the new food guy there, Kevin. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob. Thanks so much. It's the first time in the many years I've known you, you call me veteran.
That's what happens after a while. You're the youngest person in the office, and then you look around and, hey, what happened? You're the oldest.
I know, yeah. Anyway, it's nice to talk to you, Bob.
Let's explain first for people who don't know, what exactly is dim sum? And you're going to be talking about that.
Oh, dim sum is my absolute favorite topic. So dim sum, think of this as... it's like Spanish tapas, right? These are small plates of food, and you can order them, you know, as many or as little as you want. They're usually between, you know, $5, $6 a plate. And these are either, you know, think of them as like fried egg rolls or steamed dumplings or, you know, black pepper ribs. And you go to a Chinese restaurant and specifically to a Cantonese restaurant and... usually you go there and there's this menu full of pictures and you write down what you want. And then literally moments later, a server would come by and bring you these basket steamers and trays full of these many varieties of food. And so it's really one of these things that I grew up eating every Sunday. You usually eat it for breakfast, lunch, or brunch, not really for dinner. And it's a tradition that's, especially in this coming week, being that it is Lunar New Year, these dim sum restaurants around Chicago are going to be absolutely packed. So it's one of my favorite traditions to do. I know I take my son and we go there as often as we can now. It's just a lot of fun to eat.
Let's go over some of your favorites, starting with Ming Hin.
Yes, yes. So a couple of recommendations here. You know, Ming Hin is probably the largest. They're not a chain, but they certainly have a number of locations. They have it in the western suburbs. They have it in Rolling Meadows in the northwest suburbs. And then, of course, they have one in Chinatown and also a couple in Streeterville, not too far from where your studios are, and in River North as well too. You know, it's a great dim sum restaurant. All your favorites are going to be there. And then a couple of other recommendations as well too. I really like Phoenix. Phoenix, I think, you know, I'm sure you've been there too, Bob. It was the OG, the original dim sum place. This is on Archer. And what I like about places like Minghin and Phoenix is that these are like large palatial grand banquet halls. And, you know, one of the things that I tell people when you're looking for a good dim sum place is that, you know, this is it, one of those cases where size does matter. The larger the restaurants, it usually means that, you know, it's a sign of quality for me. And, you know, with the larger restaurants, that means they're doing all these dishes to volume. And I remember growing up and going to these places in Toronto and in Seattle where I grew up where, I mean, it's almost like, you know, the size of like one of those like mini Targets, like really, really tall and really, really large. And so I really like those places.
You like Chai as well, right? Chai?
Yes. Yes, Chai is a single location, and that is in Chinatown, you know, on the second level of Chinatown Square. And like those places that I mentioned, Minghin and Phoenix, you know, it's one of these really, really large, bustling places. And, you know, one more thing is that if you hear a lot of Chinese spoken there, a lot of like older Chinese folks, like, you know, it sounds like they're like yelling at each other, but in fact, they're just having a very lively conversation. That is usually a good sign. So I love those three places, Minghin, Phoenix, and Chai. Great places.
Great tips, great recommendations. And this is perfect for a group of people because you get to sample many different appetizers. Also, if you're like me and you can never decide what you want in a restaurant, well, you get a little bit of everything with dim sum,
yes.
Don't you?
You know, it's funny you say that, Bob, because dim sum sort of is a, literally speaking, means touch the heart, but actually the phrase means a little bit of everything. So you nailed it right on the head. If you can't decide, it is the perfect experience to go as a group, and you get to order many, many different things and try what you like.
The Food Guy on NBC5, Kevin Pang with us this morning. Let's go egg roll hunting soon, Kevin.
Oh, as always, Bob. Let's make it happen.
Thank you for this morning. Appreciate it. Happy Chinese New Year.